AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The Senate has approved funds for most of the Homeland Security Department, including transportation security agents who haven't seen a paycheck in weeks. It also funds most other agencies, but not immigration enforcement. Democratic leader Chuck Schumer blamed Republicans for TSA workers not getting paid.
This long overdue agreement funds TSA, the Coast Guard, FEMA, CISA, strengthens security at the border and the ports of entry, and keeps Americans safe. This could have been accomplished weeks ago if Republicans hadn't stood in the way.
On the Senate floor, Majority Leader John Thune says President Trump should never have had to step in to rescue TSA workers and U.S. air travel.
We are here because, thanks to Democrats' determined refusal to reach an agreement, there will be no Homeland Security funding bill this year. Instead, just a few minutes ago, Republicans funded the Department of Homeland Security piecemeal. It's not the way to fund the department.
The deal now goes to the House, which is expected to consider it later today. Israel's defense minister is warning its attack on Iran will escalate and expand. Defense Minister Israel Katz made the comment in a statement, noting that he and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, quote, warned the Iranian terrorist regime to stop firing missiles at the civilian population in Israel. Meanwhile, Iran is demanding that ships going through the Strait of Hormuz give up detailed information and detour to Iranian waters. Minnesota will be the flagship of the No Kings protest movement tomorrow, when Bruce Springsteen performs Streets of Minneapolis in a state where emotions are still raw over Trump's immigration crackdown and the deaths of two residents shot by federal officers. More than 3,100 events are being organized in communities across all 50 states. This is AP News. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on the death of an iconic 70s band member.
Singer-songwriter Daryl Dash Crofts, who teamed up with childhood friend Jim Seals for such top 10 1970s soft rock hits as
Summer Breeze makes me feel fine
and
Diamond Girl
has died. Seals and Crofts were native Texans who had known each other since high school, playing together in various groups before becoming a duo in the late 1960s. Crofts' daughter says he died of heart failure after being hospitalized for about a month. Daryl Dash Crofts was 87. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More stories at APNews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.